The Government Accountability Board says Republican Dan Kopanky shouldn't have used campaign-related funds when he co-sponsored an economic forum in June. But the GAB says it's clear Kopanky didn't intend for the forum to be a campaign-related event. The economic forum was co-sponsored by the UW-La Crosse Political Science Department, but due to a track meet and expected crowded parking, the event was moved to a hotel. Kopanky says he considered using state resources to pay for the hotel, but was advised that it probably wouldn't be approved, so he used funds from his campaign account. Dan Kopanky.
We shouldn't lose sight of the intent. We have an economy that's faltering. We have jobs that are being lost. We have people unemployed, and people are concerned about what we can do. So we hold economic forums. We bring in people that have expertise in these areas of jobs and the economy, and we provide information to people. That's my job as a legislator.
Kopanky says he also used campaign funds to help pay for an economic forum in April. But he says he doesn't know why the GAB didn't look into that event as well. Last week, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin sued Kopanky to force him to turn over documents related to the two events. It accuses him of using state resources to plan the forums, which it says were campaign events. In a written statement, the DPW says the GAB did confirm that Senator Kopanky did violate state law by commingling government and campaign resources. The case has its first hearing on August 19th. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.